Welcome to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, a lifestyle podcast for millennial women, lightworkers, and spiritual badasses who are waking up, ready to tap into their powers and own it like a true boss. I'm your host, Regis Cowan, spiritual entrepreneur and life coach, and my passion is helping women like you get out of your own way and step your mindset game up. Are you a spiritual woman who's questioning her life, wanting more meaning and purpose, and you're ready to live your most amazing life? Then this is the place for you. Your time is now. Let's get to it. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode on the podcast. I just want to forewarn you that this episode is going to be talking about depression. So if that is for a trigger for you, then you may or may not want to listen to this episode. It's more so about my personal experience, what I've been going through, but I wanted to go ahead, put that out there, let you know what I'm going to be talking about. This may or may not apply to you, but I know it can help someone out there who may be going through the same thing. So I started writing this out as a post that I was going to post. Obviously, I'm going to post in my private group and some other groups that I'm in, but I was thinking about putting it on social media. I don't know. It may be there. It may not. I don't know yet. But I definitely wanted to make it into a podcast episode. Like I said, I know this can help somebody. So going into my own personal experience here, today is November 20-something. It's a couple days before Thanksgiving. And also right before my 38th birthday, which is on Sunday after Thanksgiving. But I'll get into that. So I want to talk about my experience that I had last week. And this is going to tie in a lot of stuff. It's going to tie in spirituality. It's going to tie in depression and mental health. So just listen. But obviously, it's that time of the year. It's the holidays. Thanksgiving is getting ready to come around in a few days here. And then Christmas and then New Year's. And of course, we start all over again. New Year 2023, right? Sounds so exciting. And for me, usually it is. This is usually the time of the year where I'm really excited. Some of us are really excited when the holidays roll around every year. I'm usually that person. Like I said, Thanksgiving, my birthday, all the holidays, I'm always looking forward to some holiday cheer, to spreading it to others and spending time with my loved ones. I'm usually always the happy-go-lucky one because Christmas is like my absolute favorite holiday, obviously next to Thanksgiving, but I love Christmas because of all the holiday cheer. And, you know, usually when I'm at my job, which I don't work at anymore, I'm usually the person that's decorating and playing Christmas carols and all that crazy stuff, right? I'm the crazy Christmas carol lady who's going to play Christmas music all year round. And I may not play it all year round for everybody else, but I'm going to play it all year round for me. And I try to be graceful with other people because they don't like it all the time, right? So I'm usually that person. But I know for other people, this time of year, the holidays can also bring up feelings of neglect, feelings of loneliness, or even depression. So I know not everyone has fond memories of the holidays or even have family to share it with. You know, a lot of people don't have anywhere to go for the holidays. They're just at home by themselves or they work. A lot of people just continue to work. And then also, I like to remind people that don't forget that the winter blues, it's also called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD for short, but it's a real thing. And a lot of it comes from our lack of sunlight or vitamin D because the time has changed, which I fucking hate. And because the seasons have changed, you know, you just don't get as much daylight. So that already kind of affects a lot of people. So the winter blues is a real thing. It really does happen. So for me, I'm usually like, I usually want to sleep and hibernate all winter long. And I usually just feel tired a lot unless I have like a busy schedule and I have a lot of things to do to kind of keep my mind off of it. Or I have to get out the house by like 5 o'clock before the sun goes down if I'm going to hang out and do stuff. That way I'm already out and I'm not thinking like, you know, I'm in the house, it's dark, I just want to go to bed. So I'm usually pretty mindful of that. I know that I get seasonal affective disorder because, like I said, I always want to sleep. It's cozy. It's warm. Like, I'm that person. But last week, it's a week to be exact from today,
Something changed in me. Something happened. I had one of the worst days of my life. I was sad. I was crying. I was depressed. I felt alone. I felt isolated. And I just couldn't shift my energy. Like, I was struggling. I started thinking about my life, where I live. Like, where is my life going? What am I doing? Do I still have this passion and this drive to be, you know, an entrepreneur? Maybe I should go get a job. Like, I just felt like shit was falling apart in my life. And this was like the pinnacle of it. That day last week, I don't know why. So I started having all these emotions, and I just couldn't shift my energy. So I reached out to my friends. I reached out to my family because I knew I was depressed. I knew I needed help. And I knew that this was not something that I could probably do on my own because I had already tried and it wasn't working. So I reached out to family and friends. Of course, it was raining all damn day. The weather was gloomy, so that didn't help. You know, and at some point, I think I just threw on some sweats, got in the car and went for a drive because I just needed to get out. I was like, maybe if I just get out the house, that'll help. Right. It's pouring down raining and I'm driving in the rain. You know, trying to listen to happy music, trying to like shift my energy. And the other part of me knew that, like, I don't know what's going on, but maybe I just need to feel all the feels and go through this shit. And hopefully, you know, maybe this is just a bad day. Tomorrow won't be like this. But apparently today, maybe this is something I just got to go through, right? I don't know. So I drive into town or into the city because I live in a small town. It's not even really a town, but it's really isolated. So I drive to the nearest city. I go get some food from Panera. I go through the drive-thru. And I wanted to kind of force myself to get out the car and sit in the restaurant and eat, but I couldn't do it. So I just pulled into the parking lot at the mall and just sat there with the heat on. And I just sat there, ate my food, just, you know, thinking and just watching people drive by and just being in a busy environment. It was better than being isolated. It did kind of shift my energy a little bit, but I was still kind of sad. Then one of my friends called me. We talked on the phone for a little bit and I told him, like, look, I'm just not having a good fucking day. I don't know why. I'm just thinking about all kinds of stuff. And I've been trying to get out of this funk all damn day, right? So even after all of that, I still felt like shit. I did everything I could do to try to fight it. But I was proud of myself for reaching out to people. I think that's the biggest thing, is not feeling ashamed that you feel this way and knowing when you need help. Because we all know that there are resources out there. There are people who can help you. You know, you just don't think it's going to happen to you, or you may not think that your situation is that bad, right? I'm not a person that has ever gotten overly depressed where I felt like I needed to go get counseling or get on meds or anything like that. But that's not to say that maybe in those situations in the past, maybe I should have. But I didn't feel like I needed that. I've always had someone to reach out to. But this was like the absolute worst, I think, compared to maybe one other time in my life when I had a really bad breakup and I was just sour for weeks. But I still, you know, pressed on. I had things to keep me busy and to kind of take my mind off of it. So this wasn't the case, because I knew once I left, I was going to go back home to my house all alone in this secluded city and town. My parents live down the street from me, but, you know, thought of just going over there and being with them and being in this mood, that also just made me like tense up even more. I knew that wasn't going to shift my energy. So I talked to some friends, I text people, I told them, like, look, I'm having a bad day. I don't know what's going on, you know, what brought this on, whatever. I'm going to do the best I can. And they kept checking on me, which I appreciate. So it's always good to reach out to people. Don't be ashamed if you're, you know, having some type of mental health issue, or you need to talk to somebody or reach out to a friend. Like, don't be ashamed if you need help, because this is, you know, something that we all go through, unfortunately. And a lot of people don't like to talk about it. Like, we talk about it on social media and all these different platforms. But when it comes down to you really going through the shit, are you going to be able to reach out to someone? And a lot of people can't. They can't, you know, maybe they're trying to save face or keep a certain reputation, trying to hold it all together. But hey, I'm fucking human. I go through shit. I have my moments. And so I was proud of myself for being real about my feelings and about what I was going through that day. So even with all that, I knew that, like I said, in the back of my mind, my logical mind was telling me this too shall pass. Maybe you're just having a bad day. Maybe you just need to go through it. And I knew that, but it didn't make things any easier. Obviously it didn't. So when I came back home, I may have watched a movie or something. I remember taking a hot bath or shower. I got some wine because at this point I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to take some wine. I had some, I think I took some Benadryl because I was like, I just need to really sleep. I need to sleep this off. I need to relax. And, you know, that may not have been the healthiest thing to do. I'm not advising that y'all do that, but Benadryl is like my sleep drug. I don't take a lot, you know, a lot of pills and things like that. Benadryl makes me sleepy, so I can take Benadryl. And I had some wine. I knew that would kick in and I would be able to go to sleep and hopefully wake up the next day and be okay. But even before I did all that, before I got in the bed and started to wind down, you know, I decided I'm going to listen to a meditation. So I have this app on my phone and I pulled up a meditation and somehow this app just like popped up on my phone, downloaded it. It's called the Balanced app. So I downloaded it and there's a meditation on there about loneliness. They also have fear. This is not an ad, y'all. I'm not promoting them as an ad. I'm just telling you what my experience was. But they have meditations on fear, loneliness, anxiety, focus, all kinds of things, you know. And I know these tools are there because I provide them for other people. But something kept telling me like, yo, you're not providing what you need for yourself. So I started just reaching for anything that I could find that would help me. You know, I need to get back into a routine of taking care of my own mental health. And I'm usually pretty good at it, like I said, but something shifted in me this time and I just couldn't get out of it. So I started reaching for whatever I could find. I listened to this meditation on loneliness. And for some reason, the lady's voice just like immediately started calming my spirit. Like I said, I'm going to tie spirituality into this too, because there's a specific crystal that I have. It is, gosh, now I can't think of the name of it. But it's a blue crystal and it's a palm stone. So it's, you know, real soft in your hand. And I really believe that that helps shift my energy too. Of course, when I looked it up, it says helps create focus, calm depression, calm anxiety. So here I am listening to this meditation, holding this crystal in my hand. I'll tell you the name of it shortly. I'm going to find it. And my energy started to shift. So I don't know why I start to feel a little bit lighter. Of course, I said some prayers. I burned some sage because my other thing is I didn't know if it was a spirit that was on me or some type of negative energy. I did start to think about that. Like maybe this isn't even my energy. Maybe this is somebody else's. Maybe I picked it up somewhere. Maybe there's a spirit that has latched on to me and I am taking on their emotions. Because if you're an empathic person, I promise you, you have picked up on other people's energies before. And this is why it's important to have those protection rituals, whether it's prayers, crystals, taking a Himalayan salt bath or just an Epsom salt bath. Like I'm usually really good about that. Sometimes I get busy and I forget to do it. Of course, I pick up people's energies and I don't realize it sometimes. Something as simple as like washing my hair. Okay, I'm a black girl, so we don't wash our hair every day. But sometimes I feel like I need to wash my hair more than often because the crown chakra is in the top of your head, right? And I just notice and I feel that whenever I wash my hair, there's some energy that's released. Maybe it has been built up. I have attracted it. Something has latched on to me. But just washing your hair, taking a shower, it really does release a lot of energy or things that you may have pent up or things that may be trapped in your aura. So cleansing your chakras is very important. Washing your hair is like one of the biggest things I can tell people to do to cleanse your crown chakra or just to kind of cleanse your mind. It helps. Okay. Everything's connected. I digress. So washing my hair, taking a salt bath, you know, using sage. I just had this feeling that maybe this isn't my energy because I've never felt this shitty. I felt like in my life. So I started thinking about that. And then it popped into my mind that last year around this time in December, right before Christmas, one of my cousins, he was 25 years old, he passed away. And there's no sign of like suicide or anything like that, but it doesn't mean that he wasn't mentally depressed, because he was, and we all kind of knew he was. It was him dying of a broken heart. He literally passed away. He passed away in his sleep. He was 25 years old, and we were all going to be getting together for Christmas. And it was literally like a few days before Christmas, we got the news, you know, that he had passed away. So knowing that about him, and knowing that he had gone through a really bad breakup a few years ago, he was not in school anymore. He used to play baseball, and he was just really trying to find himself, find his life, find his purpose. And I know he just really didn't feel like he fit here in this world, or like he had anybody who really understood him, you know. And we all tried to reach out. Of course, I felt guilty. A lot of my family members, we felt guilty, like maybe there was something more we could have done, right? And at the end of the day, you can't really blame yourself, because we all did the best we could. We all really tried, you know. You never know, excuse me, how bad someone's mental health is or their situation beforehand is. Now, I will say that, you know, as far as his parents, they obviously were around him more. They may have seen more. They maybe could have done more. I don't know the situation fully, so I'm not blaming anybody for anything, but I just know that when you love someone and you see them going through something, you know, you do the best you can to try to support them. And it doesn't always work out the way you want, but just knowing that you did your best and that you tried to show them a different way is what's important and what matters. So thinking about that and knowing that he passed away this time last year, like it's literally only going on 1 year. So this Christmas, I'm sure, is going to be interesting, especially for his immediate family, because this is their first Christmas without him. But I'll backtrack a little bit, because I remember last year. Now, I did have a classmate that committed suicide when I was about 16 years old. And I just remember, this was before I really kind of deeply knew my spiritual side, before I knew that I was an empath. But I just remember like going to his memorial and his service and all that. I just felt this deep, like inner sorrow, you know, of aloneness and isolation. And it was really tough. And so I had to figure out how to kind of shift that energy off of me. But I didn't know back then that that's what an empath was, right? So last year, I remember, before my cousin passed away, and this is how crazy this is, I knew something was wrong, and I obviously felt his energy right around the time he passed. Didn't know that it was him, didn't know what was going on, but I remember feeling isolation, sadness, loneliness, and I was in the living room on the floor, because I wanted to write in my journal, meditate, and just take some quiet time to myself, sitting by my Christmas tree. And I had my tarot cards out, was pulling cards and things like that. And I was listening to some meditation music or something. And I remember this one song came on. It didn't have any words. It was just music. And it immediately took me to this place of feeling sad, feeling alone, feeling isolated, feeling like I had no purpose, feeling like I wanted to leave this world. And it immediately took me back to my classmate when he passed away. That was the energy that I felt. And I remember looking up at the clock and seeing that it was about 11 p.m. You know, I remember I started crying and I kept saying, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling this way? You know, I prayed about it. I let it go. I remember getting up, you know, and just kind of removing myself, trying to shake the energy and going to bed. And then literally the next day, I get a call from my sister and she tells me that my cousin has passed away. And I didn't think about it at that moment. I didn't think about connecting the two. I did know and feel in my heart that, wow, he's really gone. I knew that he was going through some stuff and trying to find himself, you know, trying to find his purpose and his path. But I didn't think he was going to be gone. And so, of course, we all started thinking, like, well, what happened? Did he do something to harm himself? Did he drink something, take something? Did he have COVID? He had lost a lot of weight. He had been in and out of the emergency room because he kept saying that he was having heart palpitations and that he was having shortness of breath. And every time he went to the doctor or to the emergency room, they couldn't find anything wrong with him. So that's a whole nother story. I don't know if medically there was something wrong and they just couldn't find it. But, you know, obviously I take it from a spiritual standpoint of he died of a broken heart. So eventually when it all came out and I heard from my family, they told me that, you know, based off the coroner, that he passed away in his sleep and it was sometime around 11 o'clock at night. So, you know, immediately my shit hit the fan because I remember at 11 o'clock at night when I looked up at the clock and I was feeling that energy and I didn't think anything of it. I thought it was just me. I thought I was just having a sad moment because of this song that came on. And so, you know, this isn't the first time this has happened. So if you are an empath and you feel like you're, you know, having a sad spell or depression or picking up stuff that you don't normally feel like is you, it's probably because your spiritual energy is in tune and you're picking up on other people's energies, right? So I want to make that also known that, yes, you can be depressed and sad and have your own mental health issues or going through your own shit. But being that this podcast and this platform is for us people who are spiritual and who are connected, I need you to know too that sometimes it's not you. It's sometimes you may be picking up from somebody else. So I think part of that was me last week having my own spell. Yeah, I have been feeling isolated, you know, and trying to figure out what I need to do to have more community, obviously, because my life has shifted over the last 2 years when I left my job and I left my hometown in Atlanta. So I know those things are there for me and I know I need to work on them. So I had that energy on me. And then I also had, like I said, this time of the year, last year, my cousin passed away. I remember feeling that energy of sadness and loneliness. And obviously, I felt like this is what he was feeling before he went into that. You know, maybe he was feeling that weeks before, obviously, he passed away and he just couldn't shift his energy. So I just want to bring awareness to this also, that there are a lot of factors at play here. For me, the weather was shitty. It was raining all day. I had been thinking about my own personal issues, goals, things that are happening, not happening in my life. It's the holidays. People get the winter blues. I'm one of them. Seasonal affective disorder, where you just want to sleep all the time. You know, that turns into depression, lack of sunlight. We also had an eclipse, which everybody kept saying the eclipse was going to be crazy. And I believe that it was. I believe that that played a major part in it too. Eclipse energy is going to bring up a lot of shit. So I was glad that I was able to reach out to people and I used every tool I could think of. I used crystals. I used food. I used friends, family, reading, meditation. Don't give up on yourself. Like, whatever it is that you need, try it. You know, I was at the point where I was like, I'm just shooting in the dark here. I'm gonna try everything I can until I can shift my energy. You know, I knew that I needed to fight whatever this was, whatever this energy was, that was coming through me. I knew I needed to fight it. And I felt like a big part of it wasn't mine. I know a lot of people tend to pass away during the holidays. It's a spiritual thing, especially for the soul, that especially for older people or people who are sick, you know, if they feel like they're on their deathbed, a lot of people won't really leave this earth, this realm, without having people around them. So that's why the holidays, a lot of people tend to pass away, you know, if they're sick, if they're shut in, or, you know, unfortunately, even suicide becomes high around this time. One, because you may be sad, alone, depressed. Two, a lot of people like to feel the presence of their family members around them and feel that it's safe and okay for them to leave and pass on and go to the other side. So if you have any loved ones that have ever passed away around this time, just know that that was probably what it was. They felt okay. They wanted their loved ones around them and they needed the reassurance that their soul could pass on and that they would be okay and that y'all would be okay. Even during the winter, a lot of souls leave during the winter. I've had family members, not even necessarily pass around the holidays, but like January, February, both of my grandparents on my mom's side passed away. I remember freezing cold outside, must have been around February. And this was right. I had just learned, I think, that this is when people tend to pass away because it has something to do with the atmosphere being thinner. There's a lot of things energetically of how souls leave this earth, which that's a whole nother story. There are tons of books and things out there that you can read about the soul's journey, but a lot of souls tend to leave at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, number one, because the atmosphere is thinner. Spirits, you know, they call that the witching hour, 3 a.m. Spirits tend to come out. Souls tend to cross over at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. And then also whenever the winter equinox is here. So if it's winter, if it's cold and it's late and there's someone who's, you know, unfortunately on their deathbed or being called to come home, that's the time when they'll probably do it. And they may wait till a lot of people pass away when there's no one in the room with them, when they're by themselves. So they may wait to say all their goodbyes to all their family members. But then once they're alone, that's their time to really, you know, take their last breath and cross over to the other side. So I know this may sound a little morbid, but I'm just trying to give you a little hope. Because when I learned this and started understanding a lot of things on the spiritual side, it brought a lot of clarity to me. It created a lot of hope and less fear. So I'm hoping that this will bring you some comfort and some understanding as well. And know that, like, we all go through this, you know, we're all going to leave this earth at some point. We all have family members who are going to leave us. But knowing that, knowing how this kind of happens can kind of ease the pain a little bit and ease the transition for you as well as for the person whose, you know, soul is being called to the other side. So that's a little bit of my rift. Obviously, I want to put out there that if you do feel like you're depressed or having any type of mental health issues, please don't hesitate to reach out to your friends, your family, to get some professional help. Reach out to your doctor. There are hotlines that you can call if you don't have anyone that you can talk to. But please, please, please get some help. Don't, you know, take this lightly. If you've tried everything you can think of and nothing's working, then definitely reach out and get some professional help. I want to make sure that I put that out there. And so the other spiritual side that I want to talk about is obviously having a community of like-minded people and being able to talk about things like this, whether you're having some type of woo-woo spiritual experience or you just need a friend to talk to who understands what you may be going through. Like, this is why it's so important to have a community of like-minded people that you can talk to and riff to and be able to get through some of this tough shit that we go through in life. So I obviously created the Spiritual Shit Podcast Mastermind for that. Obviously, you get a lot of bonus stuff, but you also get community. So this is why I created this and why I felt it was so important to launch it now, especially with me going through my own journey during this time of life. I need my community. I need y'all just as much as y'all need me. We need each other. So this is my personal invite for you to join the podcast mastermind so that we can connect, we can lift each other up, and we can help each other on this spiritual life journey. And so I also want to say that, you know, obviously, if you have some spiritual friends or a spiritual community, great, perfect, that's awesome. But if you don't, then my mastermind group is here for you. We're here to support you. I have a, what I call a soul sister, people who are, you know, on the same wavelength as you, or same vibration as you, who is in your spiritual community. This is what we call our soul family, people who you like instantly connect with. They get you. My friend Tisha Toler, she has her own podcast. It's Slightly Unmeditated. And she also has a group that we're in on Mighty Networks. You can look it up, Slightly Unmeditated. But the crazy thing is, she found me from listening to my podcast and she instantly felt connection to me. And so we've been connected over the last year now. And the day that I felt like shit and like I was just going through stuff, you know, I really just wanted to talk to someone. And even though I reached out to like my friends and family members, they don't necessarily always get me on the spiritual side. My mom does mostly, but she's also not as, I will say, she's not as in her feminine as I am. Like sometimes she can get to the point to where she's like, oh, okay, we all go through this shit, you know, suck it up, get over it. And obviously I don't want to hear that shit. I need someone who's a little bit more empathic like me to talk to and to listen to. So I wanted to talk to somebody and the first person that came to my mind, I thought about was Tisha because she's in a similar situation. We live in like these remote areas. We go through these like spiritual empathic experiences. And so I know, you know, we'll get on Zoom calls sometimes and just talk for like an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. I think one time we stayed on for 3 hours, just talking about life, right? So it's good to have somebody in your corner like that. And I felt like I needed to connect to her, but I didn't. I didn't reach out to her. I went the whole day, you know, doing my own thing, trying to figure it out. And I remember later on that night before I went to bed, I said, maybe I'll reach out to her tomorrow, right? I was like, okay, I'll reach out to her tomorrow. There's a lot of energy going on around me. There's the eclipse, blah, 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 blah. Maybe she's feeling the same shit too. Maybe it's just me. I'll reach out to her tomorrow. So the next day I get an email from her that says, hey, I need to chat. I'm having a lot of crazy energy, blah, blah, blah. There's stuff going on with her too, right? So when I saw that, it was like confirmation from spirit. Like, yeah, y'all are connected. You should have reached out to her. You need to talk to her just like she needs to talk to you. Y'all need each other. So when you get those little nudges, just listen to them and follow them. And sometimes you'll get the confirmation you need anyway. Obviously, I still got on the phone with her. On a Zoom video call and we talked. I sat there and drank my wine. She drank her tea and it was good to just riff about life and our spiritual experience and things that we were going through. And I told her how I was feeling, that I was feeling depressed and isolated and alone. And I just needed that community. And it just reminded me of why I needed to launch the Spiritual Shit Podcast Mastermind, because I need my community, y'all. I need y'all. We need each other. And me being connected with Tisha like that, like I just knew that our energies are meant to be connected. Like we are so similar and we didn't even know. Which, like I said, on looking at us, you would not even think that we're that connected. I'm black. She's white. I'm younger than her. She's older than me. Like she's been married, divorced, grown kids. I'm single, never been married, no kids. You know, so we're in different stages of life biologically, but spiritually, like we are on the same energetic vibration. So that just reminded me that if she and I are connected like that, I know that you are probably feeling the same way. And so many of us have that soul family out there that's waiting for us and who we just vibe with immediately. And so we need to all connect. We need to all connect. We need each other to survive. Some things our family and friends are just not going to understand. They're just not going to get us. And that can make you feel isolated, alone, and depressed, and like nobody understands you, or like you don't know your purpose and what you're trying to do in this life. So obviously there's power in numbers. So again, I invite you to join the Spiritual Shit Podcast Mastermind. There's some bonus stuff in there as well. I want to start doing some calls. You'll also get, you know, personal calls with me. We can do group calls, one-on-one calls, whatever it is that the community needs. I want to help us all get connected because this shit is real. Like there's a lot going on in the world, energetically, and things that we can obviously see like in the news and just life. Life is crazy right now. COVID, things have never been the same. I know my life is forever changed, and I'm just waiting for that shift. A lot of people have come out of COVID and they're doing excellent. And there's still a lot of us who have come out of COVID and we're not doing excellent. We're still going through it. There are a lot of other things at play. I know for me, because I do a lot of things with astrology and numerology, my birth chart, I know that I'm going through some type of spiritual awakening right now. I'm in what we call like the dark night of the soul. I'm ready to get out of this shit, but it's not happening as quick as I want it to. Maybe it'll shift after my birthday. I'm going to be turning 38, so we'll see. Usually that's when things shift for me, after my birthday, because like I said, it's a numerology thing. It's an astrology chart numerology thing, which we talk about, you know, the life path and the life journey and what you may be going through in this next season of your life. Sometimes numbers can tell you a lot of what you're going through. So I know there are things that I have to go through, but damn it, it's been a long fucking time and I'm over it. So I'm ready for the next whatever is coming for my life. And so in order for me to get through this and to anchor that in, I know that I need a supportive community. So maybe that's you. Maybe you're going through the same thing and you need a supportive community. So check out the Spiritual Shit Podcast Mastermind. It's only $12 a month for the top prestige tier level, whatever you want to call it. If you just want to get like the bonus podcast episodes or things like this where I give you advice, then it's, I think, $5 a month. But in order to get that community, you have to join the top level, which is the $12 a month. So I know for me, I wanted it to make it super affordable, because when I first joined my first mastermind, it was like $25 a month. And I was like, you know what? I can afford this. And this is something I deserve and I need to do for me. And I got so much value out of it. So $12 a month if you want to join the podcast mastermind. And let's see how this goes. Let's help each other. Let's connect, because there's a lot of things going on in the world, vibrationally, energetically. And maybe you're just starting your spiritual journey. Maybe you don't have a lot of people you can talk to or reach out to. Or maybe you don't even understand what the fuck is going on with you. But I promise you, I know all types of people who have gone through what you're going through. Me, for example. And I have people who are past my level spiritually, who have gone through what I'm going through now. So we can all help each other. We're all interconnected and we're all linked. So I just wanted to share that with you on this episode, to be mindful of your energy. Try to protect yourself as best you can. I know that's not always possible, but reach out to someone, speak up, don't be ashamed, join a community, surround yourself with like-minded people. I need you as much as you need me. We all need each other. So that's all I have for this episode. I'll put all of the links in the show notes per usual. I hope to see you in the podcast mastermind, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Oh, and happy holidays.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Shit You Need to Know, the podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please go to iTunes, subscribe, and leave me a 5-star review. Don't forget to sign up for your free Millennial Life Crisis Guide at bit.ly/free-crisis-guide. And don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram for more spiritual inspo @spiritualshitpodcast.